let's pray in silence.
我们一起默祷。
Amen. In the name of the Lord Jesus, we begin our evangelical service.
奉耶稣圣名开始我们的布道会。
Let's sing hymn 337.
我们来唱诗337首。
Jesus came to love, heal and forgive, I lived and died to buy my pardon. An empty grave is there to prove my Savior lives. Because He lives, oh, I can face tomorrow.Because He lives, all fear is gone. Because I know He holds the future. Surrender oneness, He wonders. Just because He lives, sing some yin hai, 被抱在怀里，啊，当然想但我确信这颗我生命却能够灭死命真因就靠我的因靠我的我的真实命运因靠我的不再惧怕我却在那最后的 future In life is one of living 只有其他活在当我早晚染上的路程面对死亡痛苦挣扎就作为我站在那位置从你的面色多久从看到我的眼看我的我的对着命的眼看我的不再惧怕我算在那看到我面前生命充满亮的黎明真因他活的因他活的我能对着命运因他活的不再抵抗我深深到你和我面前生命充满亮的黎明
Please remain standing.
好，请大家仍然站着。
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.
奉耶稣圣名祷告。
Oh Lord Jesus, we thank you for your great love.
主耶稣，我们感谢你的大爱。
Many people in the world are in darkness.
世界好多的人就在黑暗当中。
A lot of people in the world are not sure.Of the good news.
世界里头有很多人还没听到这个新的好的信息。
Oh Lord Jesus, we thank you because you have enlightened our spiritual eyesight.
就是说我们感谢你，因为你光照了我们的属灵的眼睛。
We love you because you love us first.
我们爱你，原因你先爱我。
We love you because you died for us.
我们爱你，是因为你为我们的牺牲。
But please help us to understand your love.
求你能帮助我们来明白你的爱。
Please help us to understand your good news.
求你来帮助我们能够明白这个好信息。
We pray that you help us to share this good news with many more people in the world in the end time.
让我们接着在这世界还没末日还没到之前，向世人来 传讲这个好信息。
So we can preach the good news that you are the only Savior of mankind.
就让我们能够向世人来传讲，你是唯一的救主，这个唯一的信息。
Jesus, we want to do your work.
主耶稣，我们愿意为你来效劳。
We desire to serve you.
我们很乐意的来为你工作。
But at times we are weak.
但是很多时候我们仍旧非常的软弱。
We pray to you to have mercy upon us.
我们这样向你来祈求，来怜悯我们。
We pray to you to give us power and strength.
愿你能够来加添力量赐予我们。
So that we can not only love one another, but to love many more other people in the world.
不但只能够彼此相爱，能够同样的爱世上每一个人。
So that we can build you.Your body, not just in London, but in different parts of London, but in different parts of the country and throughout the whole world.
让我们不单只在你的身体在伦敦能够长大，也是能够从这英国一直延伸到全世界。
Oh Lord Jesus, help us.
主啊，求你来帮助我们。
We entrust the whole service into your hands.
我们交托这一节的聚会在你的手中。
May all glory, praise, and honor be unto your name.
愿一切荣耀、圣名归都归你的名。
The Lord Jesus.
主耶稣。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Please be seated.
请坐。
The Lord loves the whole world.
主爱世上每一个人。
He loves you and me.
他也爱你跟我。
And the Bible talks about good news.
圣经也谈到这个好信息。
But good news to evil people can be bad news to good people.
对这个坏人来说可能是个坏的信息，对好人来说是个好信息。
For example.
举个例子。
There was a conversation.
有一个在一次交谈当中
among from people the wife say to the husband
这做妻子的对丈夫这样说
good news
好消息
and the husband say good news
丈夫也说好消息
actually this was because of this husband was a robber
好消息就是因为丈夫是一个强盗
he robbed and he was successful
因为他有这个好消息，因为他这一次的抢劫很成功。
To the wife, also it was good news.
对太太来说也是一个好消息。
But to the wife, whose husband was robbed, it was very bad news.
但是对那个被抢的人的太太来说呢，却是一个非常坏的消息。
This is you can say news to people in human perspective is relative.
所以呢，在人的眼中所谓这个消息呢。在
相对的
这相对下呢，有可能就是刚好相反。
But good news we're talking about is very positive.
今天我们所要谈的好信息是非常的正面的。
Many people in the world today have found good news according to the Bible.
今天世上很多的人根据圣经找到这个好消息。
But many people have failed to find good news.According to the Bible,
也有很多的人在圣经里头不能够找到这个好的信息。
People in the world, without finding the good news, define good news themselves. They give themselves a definition of good news.
因为世人找不到这个好的信息，所以呢，他们制定什么是好消息。
To most people, being able in goodness, obtaining, achieving things of the world in this life is good news.
对一些人来说，在世界里头。有一些的成就达到一些什么目标对他们来说就是好消息
Passing an exam is good news
能够考试合格也是一个好消息
Securing a well-paid permanent job is good news
能够得到一个稳定而且好工资的工作也是个好消息
Being granted citizenship in a country desired by a person is good news
对一个人想和睦得到一个国家里头的这个公民呢的权利也是个好消息是个好消息
Finding this unwanted growth in the body which is benign which is not cancerous is good news
在身体里头突然长了一块瘤但是却是良性的也是一个好消息
people have different concept of good news
每一个人有不同自己定义的消息的定义
so, good news to people to a certain extent in their physical life in this world
所以对每个人来说可以说呢在某一种程度里头都有他们各自的好消息
But in the eyes of God,
在神的眼中
Good news means something else
好的信息当然在神的眼中是不一样
Of course, we cannot rule out the fact that what we have mentioned are good news to a certain extent you know, in this life
当然我们都知道在我们人生里头我们都有自己某个程度有这个好消息
But failing to find the good news according to how God perceives it is very spiritually disastrous
在神的要求当中我们却没有找到这个好消息的话呢 在属灵的定义来说是非常一个坏的事情。
In the eyes of God, this kind of lack of recognition of the true meaning of good news is very much short-sighted spiritually.
在神的眼中，如果我们不明白或者找不到这个好消息，也是一个不好的事。
And because of this lack of definition of good news, people would actually indulge themselves and pursue in this life constantly. Seemingly, life in this world can last forever.
所以呢，找不到这个好的定义，所以人就在世界里头盲目的一直在追求当中。
This is human fate in this world.
这是我们人活在世上的一个命运。
They pursue and pursue until the point of death physically.
他们就在这世界里头一直追求到他们最后一口气。
This is very, very sad and sorrowful.
当然，这是一个非常伤心让人伤心、让人难过的事情。
So what is the fate of mankind without good news from the Bible?
一个人的命运如果找不到这个好信息，又是怎么样呢？
We must comprehend the fate of mankind before recognizing this good news.
首先我们要来明白人认识知道人的命运，然后才来谈一谈这个好信息。
In other words, before good news comes to a person, people's mentality are very, very physical, temporal, non-spiritual.
因为在还没有一个人听到这个好信息之前呢，他的这种思想可以说是非常属血气属世界的。
What is the fate of a fact of life without Jesus, without the good news?
一个人活在这世上，他的命运如果没有耶稣的话，没有这个好信息的话，是怎么样呢？
Short,
非常的短的。
Is it not true?
是不是？
No matter how many years we can live up to, we come to an end physically eventually.
我们活在世上是非常的短暂，我们就这几年过去就是结束。
That's why the Bible says our life is just like a pilgrimage.
所以圣经告诉我们我们人生就好像一个旅途。
Could be long, and yet it will come to an end eventually.
但是这个旅程过后呢，一定会有它的结束。
Just like flower and grass.
就好像花草一样。
Like shadow and dream.
或者好像一场的梦，就好像一个影子。
Cloud and smoke.
或者烟雾，或者是。
Like a breath, like a sigh.
好像一口气，一个感叹。
Indeed, this is true.
实在的，这是非常的真实。
Always like that verse, or that's.That phrase, you know, that sentence said by somebody, "We are born crying, live complaining, and die disappointed."
我们我很喜欢这一句话，就是说生出来的时候呢，我们都是呱呱叫的在生活里头，我们是常常的埋怨，然后
死亡的死去 ，die disappointed.
然后死去的时候，我们是非常的不愿意，非常的灰心。
This is true to most people.
这是其实对很多的人来说是很真实的。
This is very sad.
这是非常的一个可悲的事。
Born crying, live complaining, and die disappointed is very sad.
生下来哭
哭着而生
哭着而生，然后
埋怨活下去，
然后
失望的死去
失望的死去。
Oh, very, very sad.
非常的。
Is it not true?
可悲。
But we are different.
但是我们是不一
样。Yes, this life is short.
我们的生命固然是短的。
And yet, it's very burdened.
但是有虽然很多的重担。
And very often we are deprived of joy.
虽然我们有时候会失去了这一种的喜乐。
And then eventually illnesses and death will come upon us.
最终呢，这个疾病跟这个老而死去。
That is not the end of the story.
当然，这就不是一个人生的这个结束的一个故事。
Bible tells us so clearly.
圣经告诉我们，死后还有审判。
In Hebrews chapter 9 verse 27 says there is judgment after death.
希伯来书九章二十六节二十七节告诉我们。
So don't think we can escape God's judgment. I just do what I like and then I'll just die. Everything is fine. No.
不要以为说你可以逃避神的审判。我活在世上的时候，我随意可为。
There is God. There's judgment. There's heaven. There's hell.
在这世界里头有神有这个审判，有这个地狱。
How do we know?
我们怎么
知道呢？ The Holy Spirit testifies to us.
圣灵向我们来做见证。
Today we pray, we speak in tongues.
今天我们祷告，我们能够讲
灵言。Holy Spirit is us, if it does.
告诉我们，证明圣灵在我们里头。
Testifying what is preached in the Bible is 100% correct.
告诉我们呢，我们所传讲的是完全是根据圣经。
So there is life there is death.
有生有死。
And there is lake of fire.
当然有这个 永火,
there is eternal punishment.
有永远的刑罚,
there is eternal life.
有永远的生命.
In this life, without good news, we have no meaning in life.
我们生在世上, 没有这个好消息的话, 我们就白活了。
Look at the wars today, fighting in different parts of the world.
今天看看世界, 各处, 所发生的战,
Middle East crisis today, look at it. So how many years now has been going on?
中东的危机, 已经, 蔓延了多少年呢?
This is prophesied in the Bible.
这些意义都,
different wars in different countries
都在圣经里头预言, 很多国家在征战,
are prophesied by Jesus.
这都是主耶稣所预言的,
not that God wants to have wars to destroy people.
不是因为神喜欢, 战争,
it is people who are asking for wars themselves.
是人类自己, 要, 这个征战,
this is very sad.
这是非常, 痛心的事,
this is bad news, not good news.
这些都是,
坏消息,
diseases, 疾病,
this permeates the whole world.
已经蔓延到全世界。
All kind of diseases. Now even AIDS are not even talked much now because it's too prevalent throughout the whole world.
甚至今天我们, 所知道的艾滋病已经不是, 最吓人的一种病了, 大家都讲。
Everywhere you can find AIDS, it's increasing, and yet people don't want to talk too much about it. It's frightened.
因为, 到处每个国家都有这个艾滋病, 大家太, 听到这个病已经太, 太恐怖了，很多新的疾病也是开始出来。
Even malaria, it's got many forms, new strands. It's difficult to cure with tablets.
甚至新的痢疾病啊、瘟病啊，已经是能够要找需要新的药才能够把这个病来治好。
This is not good news, is it?
这也不是一个好消息。
Disaster.
这些灾难。
Tsunamis.
这个震灾,
海啸。 For example, this all happened just not long ago, in just few less than just a number of days ago in Java. Many people died.
甚至在最近啊, 一个星期前, 在这个印尼的, 这个爪哇岛也再次发生这个海啸。
I'm not very concerned about this anymore because there are many other more prevalent, more threatening disasters in the world.
这已经不是在新闻里头的头条最重要的新闻, 因为有更大的更多的灾难在其他的国家发生。
This is the world today.
这是我们所活在的一个世界里头。
Many churches and denominations in the world.
更多的就是今天有很多的兴起的新的各教派。
And not preaching the good news.
他们所传的不是好的信息。
This is very sad.
这是更加痛心的。
But God is good.
但是神是,
God is merciful.
神是非常有怜悯的,
He loves us so much.
他非常的爱我们,
He wants us to find the truth.
他,
good news.
他都希望,
according to the Bible.
他都希望我们能够找到这个好信息。
What is this good news?
什么是这个好信息?
Luke chapter 2.
我们来看路加福音第二章。
Luke chapter 2.
路加福音第二章。
Luke chapter 2.
路加福音第二章。
Verse 10.
第十节。
Verse 11.
第二章,
Luke chapter 2, verse 10.
路加福音第二章,
then the angel said to them, do not be afraid, for behold, I will bring you good news or good tidings of great joy, which will be to all people. For there is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord Jesus.
那天使对他们说, 不要惧怕, 我报给你们大喜的信息是关乎万民的, 十一节, 因今天在大卫的城里, 为你们生了救主, 就是主基督。
This is good news preached many years ago by the angel, about 2000 years ago.
这是大, 这个大喜的信息, 大概发生在2000年, 由天使所传道的。
So in the New Testament, the first time the good news was preached was by the angel.
在新约圣经告诉我们, 第一次这个大喜的信息被传开, 被传开是由天使来报, 传出去。
The angel said, good news will come upon people, to you and me.
这里天使告诉我们说, 这个大喜的信息是关乎, 万民的。
We'll come back to this verse later on.
等一下我再倒回来。
But good news was preached long time ago, even before the angel preached.
这个好的信息其实在, 天使传之前已经, 传了很长,
many thousand years ago, God already inspired his prophets to preach good news, that is a prophecy, that is 2000年之后 and today that good news will be preached throughout the whole world、
啊、这 大喜的信息其实在好几千年前已经、啊、接着先知在预言然后在、啊、新约时代、啊、到现在已经在发生、
Look at one verse in the Old Testament First Chronicles chapter 16
我们来看旧约圣经历代志上十六章
First Chronicles chapter 16
旧约圣经历代志上十六章
verse 23
二十三节
First Chronicles 16:23
历代志上十六章二十三节
It's very clear Sing to the Lord all the earth Proclaim the good news of his salvation from day to day This is a psalm from David of course、
这是大卫的诗全地都要向神歌唱天天传扬他的救恩
This good news is very clear in the New King James Version.
在这个新英文的一个版本啊，这个旧这个大喜的信是非常的清楚。
Psalms chapter 40 verse 9.
诗篇的四十篇第九节。
Psalms 40 verse 9.
诗篇四十篇第九节。
Very clear.I have proclaimed the good news of righteousness in the great assembly. Indeed, I do not restrain my lips, O Lord. You yourself know. Good news was preached already in the Old Testament.
四十篇第九节在旧约里头，这个大喜的信息呢已经传开了。
You learn in Psalm chapter 96.
甚至在诗篇的九十六篇第二节。
Sing.To the Lord, bless His name. Proclaim the good news of His salvation from day to day.
要向神来歌唱，称颂他的名，天天传扬他的救恩。
Especially Isaiah prophesied the good news to come.
尤其在以赛亚书，以赛亚先知所传讲这个要将要来的信息。
Many of the prophetic books talk about the good news.
很多的先知书里头所来预言这个事情。
That is the coming of Jesus into this world to save the whole world from sins.
告诉我们主耶稣将要来到降世为人来拯救世人。
Isaiah mentioned this very well.
在以赛亚先知以赛亚书里头讲得很清楚。
Look at chapter 40.
以赛亚书的四十章。
Verse 9. Isaiah chapter 40 verse 9.
以赛亚书四十章第九节。
Isaiah chapter 40 verse 9.
以赛亚书四十章第九节
O Zion You who brought the tidings that the good news Get up into the high mountains O Jerusalem You bring good tidings That means good news Lift up your voice with strength Lift it up Be not afraid Say to the city of Judah Behold your God This is talking about end time
这是谈到的末世的事情
This also talks about the apostolic church
也谈到、这个使徒的教会
Many years before the coming of the Lord Jesus Already Isaiah prophesied the coming of Jesus About 2000 years ago The coming of true church Now, today, in the end time
其实在、旧约里头以赛亚先知老早就预言、这个、主耶稣的、2000年前的这个降生的事情、也谈到这个、使徒教会还有今天末世的真教会
This is good news
这些都是好的信息
O Zion, O Jerusalem referring to both the apostolic time and the TJC today to the church
报好信息给西安跟、还有这个给耶路撒冷就是谈到、当时的使徒教会还有今天的真教会
Look at one more verse in Isaiah chapter 61
我们来再看一节圣经以赛亚书61章
Isaiah 61
以赛亚书61章
Verse 1
我们看第一节
Towards the end of Isaiah is all about the building of the true church in the end time.
在以赛亚书的最后的几章几卷书所谈的都是关乎教会的建立。
61 verse 1.
六十一章的第一节。
The spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me to preach good news to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted.Proclaim liberty to all the captives and to open the prison to those who are bound. This is good news.
这是
prophesied.
这是预言的好消息。
We have to receive this good news.
我们要来啊，要来接受这个好的信息。
So、what is this good news that we need to have in order to go to heaven?
啊，这信息是什么呢？啊，我们需要来将来想到达到天国。
This is clearly elaborated in the New Testament.
啊，其实这好信息在新约里头就很清楚的跟我们。
Old Testament prophesies the good news to come.、
啊、在旧约里头来啊啊预言这个好信息的降到。
And this new good news.Actually, being fulfilled in the New Testament.
啊，这个好的信息呢，已经在啊新约里头来一一的实现。
The verse we read just now in Luke chapter 2, verses 10 to 11, is the first prophecy in the New Testament.
啊，刚才我们在路加福音第二章的第十节、十一节所谈到，就是这大喜的信息的啊开头。
The angel proclaiming the good news.
啊，是由啊天使来啊来传开。
The prophecy prophesied by Isaiah and other prophets must.Be executed to be fulfilled, and that first execution was by an angel.
啊，跟在旧约里头，以赛亚先知所预言的这些事情，啊，在所预言以后呢，应该都是会一一的来应验。啊，这第一次的应验是由啊天使来啊来传开。
Angel proclaiming to us, the world now have God has got some good news to hear.、嗯、
天使来给我们报这个佳音，好信息。
This is Jesus' spark.
告诉我们救主基督已
经诞生 is born.、
啊、我们的 救主已经降生、
so、all the sorrowfulness, calamities that we might encounter in the world in this short span of physical life can be abolished、
啊、在我们人生这短暂的、啊、世界里头所面对的一些的愁烦、啊、劳苦这些痛苦的事情主耶稣都会来帮我们来承担、
so、what is this good news?
其实这个好的信息是什么呢
Number one, Jesus Christ being born、
啊、第一就是主耶稣、啊、
降生 If Jesus was born in this world then we will not go to heaven、
啊、如果主耶稣没有降世为人那我们就不能进入天国
There's no hope in this life、
啊、在我们的人生就没有这个希望
No wonder Paul says so clearly If you believe in the Lord Jesus you have only hope in this world then your life is more pitiful than those who have not found Jesus、
啊、所以保罗在他书信里头告诉我们如果你 只有进了耶稣只有今生有盼望的话你将比这世人没有信神的更可怜
It is true because everything that we have got in this world cannot stay with us forever、
啊、实在是真实的因为是现在我们是在世上所拥有的一切无、啊、物质我们 不能够永远跟我们在一起
How many more days the bank account the name of my account in the bank can remain if you look, think about our age、
啊、我们想一想、啊、今天我们在银行所开的账户、啊、这个账户呢能够跟我们多长时间呢
When is it going to be scrapped、
啊、还会多久或者这个银行就会取消
Very soon
有可能很快
The deeds of our properties with our names on with our name onWhen are they going to be abolished?、
啊、就是说在我们的产业里头所拥有的这个库头的名字呢要会、啊、拥有多久呢
will,
可能有一天可能就会被取
very quickly.
可能这个很快就会、啊、
Jesus in
our
life makes us much more meaningful. That is because he gives us eternal life.
有主耶稣在我们生活里头我们的生活就会更加有意义因为我们从他能够得到永生
So the good news is this
所以这个好的信息就是这样
Jesus is born in this world
因为主耶稣已降世为人
He is here today
他已经在我们这里头
He will give us a lot of goodness in this life、
啊、在这我们生活里头他将会是我们很多的好的事情 这好的信息是什么
He is in our heart
他在住在我们心里头
A person without peace in the heart or cannot liveThat long in this world.
啊，一个人啊，心里头没有平安的话呢，活不久。
People without peace in the heart can commit suicide easily.
啊，一个人心里没有平安的话，他很可能就会自寻短见。
People without peace in their heart also will be sick easily, physically and mentally.
啊，一个人啊啊，心里头没有平安，他很容易啊来生病。
Become mentally sick.
啊，或者是啊，精神上非常的脆弱。啊、或者、啊、肉体上非常的软弱
That's why If you look at Luke chapter 2 verse 14、哦
啊、如果我们看看、啊啊、二章十四节就告诉我们
Glory to God in the highest and on earth peace goodwill towards man、
在至高之处荣耀归于神，在地上平安归于他所喜悦的
人。 So Jesus is in this world today.
主耶稣已经这样
子。 He wants to give us peace.
他要把这个平安带给我们。
The peace is the power to be joyful irrespective of circumstances in life.
带给我们这个平安，这个里头的喜乐就是我们不管面对什么环境都是一样的。
Doesn't matter sicknesses, diseases, all kinds of difficult situations, we have peace in us.
疾病困难等等，但是我们心里头确实有这个平安。
Because our hope is not in this world.
因为我们的盼望不是在地上。
John says so clearly. John 14 verse 27.
约翰很清楚告诉我们，在约翰福音
14章十七节。 So the good news is peace in our heart.
所以这个好的信息就是我们心里头的平
安。 John 14 verse 27
14章27节。
Peace I leave you, my peace I give to you, not as the world gives, do I give to you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid.
我留下平安给你们，我将我的平安赐给你们，我所赐的不像世人所赐的，你们心里不要忧愁。
This is good news.
也不要胆怯，这就是好的信息。
The peace from Jesus given to us is good news.
这是从主耶稣里头所带给我们来这个平安。
He says in chapter 16 verse 33.
所以在16章的33节再告诉我们。
These things I have spoken to you that in me you have peace.
约翰福音16章33节，我将这事告诉你们，在我里面有平安。
In the world you have tribulations.
虽然在世上你们有苦难。
But of good cheer.
但你们可以放心。
Because I have overcome the world.
因为我已经胜了这个世界。
How wonderful.
非常的。
If we truly believe in Jesus.
非常的奇妙。
Among us here, we there are some people who have not truly known Jesus yet.
在我们这当中有一些还没有真正的认识耶稣。
But open our spiritual eyes and ask God to help us.
求神来帮助我们，打开我们属灵的眼睛。
Take Jesus as our life, in our center of our life.
我们来接受主耶稣，成我们生命之主。
He will give us peace.
他就会把这个平安赐给我们。
What is this good news?
这个好信息是什么？
Good news is because Jesus can forgive our sins.
好信息就是因为主耶稣能够赦免我们人的罪。
Jesus is the Lamb who can bear our sins.
主耶稣就是这个羔羊，能够来担当我们的罪。
Why Jesus bearing our sins is good news?
为什么主耶稣担当我们的罪是好的信息呢？
You know why?
为什么？
Because sins means death.
因为罪就代表死。
If we have sins.Spiritually, we are dead. We cannot go to heaven.
如果我们有罪的话，我们最后呢就不能够进入神的国
度。The good news is Jesus is now going to bear our sins.
好的信息就是主耶稣要来为我们承担这个罪。
Our sins.
他来承担我们的罪。
And then we have life.
这样我们就有这个生命。
This is good news.
这是好信息。
Look at John chapter 1 verse 29.
我们来看约翰福音第一章29节。
John 1:29.
约翰福音一章29节。
John chapter 1 verse 29.
约翰福音一章29节。
The next day, John saw Jesus coming towards him. And he said, Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world.
是的，约翰看见耶稣来到他那里说，看哪，神的羔羊除去世人的罪孽。
The whole world is in sins.
世界都充满这个罪。
Most people are in sins.
每个人都有罪。
Today, if you look at everywhere in your workplace, in your study place, no. Everywhere you go, television, all the internet, everything is sinful. Sinful, very sinful.
我们可以看看我们的周围，我们的工作的地方，我们的学校。甚至今天的所谓的电脑网络等等电视这些都充满了罪啊。
This world is full of sins.
这世界是充满罪啊。
But good news is Jesus can forgive our sins.
但是好的信息就是主耶稣能够来赦免我们的罪。
If we come to him with humility,
只要我们虚心来到他的面前。
He is the Lamb of God, which can take away our sins.
他是神的羔羊，能够除去我们人的罪孽。
No more death.
告诉我们。罪没有了，就是没有在这个死亡。
This is good news.
这就是好的信息。
Jesus being born is good news.
主耶稣能够降生，这是好的信息。
Peace given to us is good news.
他所带给我们的平安也是好的信息。
Sins taken away is good news.
这罪能够被除去的也是个好信息。
And then eternal life will be given. That is the greatest good news.
最终呢就是得到这个永生，这是最好的信息。
Our life in this world is so short. My wife said, mentioned it to my friends and my brothers and sisters.
我常常这样向我的弟兄姐妹，刚才跟我们弟兄姐妹跟我们的朋友来说，我们人活在世上是非常的短暂。
Really, we have to think about this seriously.
我们要真正的老老实实的再想一想。
Where do I go after I die?
我死去，死了以后呢，将会到哪里去？
The Bible tells us clearly there are only two ways.
圣经很清楚地告诉我们。 死后，我们有两个地方去。
The heavenly kingdom，
一个就是往朝向天国走。
And another way is not heavenly kingdom。
另外一个不是天国。
It's up to us to make a decision。
那是要我们自己做出一个决定。
Up to us after we have heard the word of God to respond to this good news。
这是在乎我们要听了神的信息以后呢，我们要自己做出一个决定。
This good news is eternal life.
这个好的信息会带给我们永生。
John chapter 3 verse 15 tells us.
约翰福音3章15节告诉我们。
That whoever believes in Jesus shall not perish but have eternal life.
叫一切信他的人都得永生， 不至灭亡。
This eternal life is good news.
其实这个永生就是一个好的信息。
That's why genuine believers are not frightened of death.
所以一个真正信主的人，他们不会怕死亡。
No wonder Paul was not frightened of death.
所以保罗也可以证明给我们看，他也不怕死亡。
Jesus also teaches us not to be frightened of physical death.
主耶稣也教导我们，人不需要来害怕这个肉体的死亡。
Fear those not who can harm our body physically.
能够害我们身体的，我们不要怕他。
But only fear the one who can both destroy physical and spiritual.
要害怕的就是能够灭我们身体又能灭我们灵魂的这个人这二者。
But Jesus can give us eternal life after our sins are forgiven and washed away by his blood during water baptism.
在洗礼把我们这罪洗去以后呢，主耶稣就能够把这个生命赐给我们。
Simon was so clear about this.
Simon,
Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life.
Simon, Peter called, 主啊，你有永生，我们还要去跟随什么人呢？
Really, believers of true Jesus Church must pursue eternal life.
所以，我们真耶稣教会的真信徒，我们要来好好的来去。
Truly, all Christians must pursue eternal life too.
其实，实际上每一个信主的人要来追求这个永生。
This eternal life is given to us freely.
其实这永生是免费的赐予我们。
There's so many times in the New Testament telling us we must pursue eternal life.
在新约里头有很多次的记载，要我们来追求这个永生。
First John chapter 5. Verse 11.
约翰一书的第五章十一节也这样告诉我们。
Eternal life can only be found in Jesus Christ.
告诉我们在主耶稣，唯有在主耶稣里头才能找到这个永生。
First John chapter 5 verse 11.
约翰一书第五章十一节。
This is the testimony that God has given us eternal life, and this eternal life is in His Son Jesus.
这见证就是神赐给我们永生，永生就是借着神的儿子在里面所得到的。
We need to really pursue eternal life. This is good news that we can do so.
我们要来追求这个永生，其实这是好的信息。
Verse 12 tells us, he who has the Son of Life, who does not have the Son of Life, will not have eternal life.
所以十二节告诉我们，人有神的儿子就有这个生命，没有神的儿子就没有这个生命。
Son with life, eternal life.
有神的儿子就有这个永生。
This is good news.
这是好的信息。
But where can we get this good news?
要在什么地方能够找到这个好的信息呢？
There's so many churches and denominations in the world.
今天世界里头有很多不同的教派。
Preaching different things, even though they use the same Bible.
所传讲的都不一样，虽然说他们所用的是同一本圣经。
Many people are preaching the word of God.
很多的人都口口声声说他们在传讲神的话。
They hold the same Bible.
他们手里所拿的都是同一本圣经。
Some heretic books as well to go together with the Bible.
当然有一些教派是用了一些 带有一些异端的这个圣经呢，一起来传讲。
They use the Bible.
他们用圣经。
But they say, hey, this is another supplement. It's important not to explain. And then a lot of heretic teachings are introduced.
除了用了这本圣经以外，他们说还有一些加上去的其他的旁经了，小本的书。
This is not good news.
其实所传的都是异端，这些都不是好的信息。
What is good news?
什么是好信息？
Many people preaching the word of God doesn't mean it's good news.
很多的人懂得去传这个信息，不代表它就是。
Because if they don't preach the right thing, it would be news or messages of condemnation.
因为他们所传的不是正确的相反的所传出来是带领人灭亡。
Some people say you don't need to be baptized.
举个例子说有的人这样传说你。
You believe you can go to heaven.
你相信你就是能够进入天
国。Some people say you have to be baptized, but the way you baptize is not important.
有的人说你要洗礼，但是你洗礼的方式方法的不需要不。
Some people say you receive the Holy Spirit, you don't need to speak in tongues.
有的人说你得了圣灵，你不会讲。
All these teachings are not found in the Bible.
他们所讲的一切，这一切都不是在圣经里头。
Many people listening to this kind of messages are confused because they themselves do not read the Bible.
听到这种道理的人呢，他们听了更加的不明白，
friends,
因为他们自己不读圣经。
My brothers, it is true. Many people are confused.
我的弟兄姐妹，我的朋友很多的人就是因为这样非常的。
We must not be confused.
但是我们不应该因为这事情觉得困扰。
So what is this good news?
这个好的信息是什么？
Is that in the end time, the true church is in the world.
在末世之前呢，真教会将会出现。
This is good news.
这是好的信息。
The name of the church is called True Jesus Church.
这教会的名字就是真耶稣教
会。This is good news throughout the whole world.
对世界上的人来说，这是非
常好的信息。This church does not belong to anybody.
因为这教会不属于某一个人。
This church belongs to Jesus.
这教会是属于耶稣的。
It doesn't belong to you.
不是属于你的。
It doesn't belong to me.
也不是属于我的。
It belongs to the Almighty God.
这是属于全能真神。
It belongs to the Lamb of God.
属于这个神的羔羊。
This is good news.
这就是好的信息。
You must come to a church which does not belong to a person.
你应该来到一间教会，它是不是属于人的。
Come to a church which belongs to Jesus.
来到一间教会是属于神的教会。
Because that church is preaching 100% according to the Bible.
因为这教会所传讲是全部完完全全的按照圣经的教训。
This is good news.
这是好的信息。
The church is growing mightily throughout the whole world. The true church.
真耶稣教会在世界各角落已经发展得很快。
Few weeks ago, I was in West Africa.
几个星期前我在这个。
I was so touched by the eagerness and the thirst of the people searching for the truth.
我被这些恨慕道理的这些人追求的心智非常的受感动。
Not just in Africa, other countries too.
其实不只单单在非洲，
this time,
很多地方都是这样。
We went to many new areas.
这一次我们到了很多新的地方。
One of them was in Sierra Leone.
这个另外这个狮子山国里头。
We just went because it's new area. So with a few baptized TJC members, we went from place to place in the villages preaching.
新的开拓区，所以呢，我们从一个乡村到一个乡村这样去传福音。
Many people came to listen to the word of God.
很多的人来要听这个神的话。
Very hot in the day.
白天非常之热。
We started teaching the hymns and then we started preaching the word of God. Many people were drawn to the Lord.
我们开始是以诗歌来教导他们后来就来讲圣经的道理，很多的人就因此而被吸引。
To them, this is good news because they are receiving the gospel exactly according to the Bible.
对他们来说这是好的信息，因为他们所得到的是完完全全遵照圣经的。
At the same time, we have workers working in the East Africa. For example,
同一个时候呢，有一些工人呢在这个东非工作。
Also in new areas.
也是到新的地方。
Baptized 125 people.
他们120跟125个人来。
Still 400-500 people are waiting to be baptized.
还有100多个人在等待要洗礼。
400到500
个要等待要被洗礼。
This might happen in September when we go there by God's power and God's grace.
借着神的能力，求神的能力带领。如果机会成熟，九月就会实现。
I'm sharing this with you because we must be clear. The true church is not a church of a human.
我这样跟大家来分享，要告诉你的就是真耶稣教会
When the church is started, no one can stop. It's growing.
当这个真教会来啊开始的啊发展的话，没有人能可以阻止。
We can look at many verses in the Bible. That the true church is prophesied clearly.
啊，在圣经里头，我们很多的章节可以看得到啊，来啊预言真教会的事情。
We are so blessed to be drawn near to the highest mountain in the entire. That's the true church.
我们非常的有福气，因为在这个末世能够被带到这个最高的山。
So this church is of God. This is good news.
这个教会是神的家。
Everything that is preached by the true church in the end time is according to the Bible.
今天真耶稣教会所传的是全部完完全全就遵照圣经的吩咐。
Find the name of the true church in the Bible.
你可以来找从圣经里头找到真耶稣教会的名字。
Find the prophecies.Of the coming of the true church in the Bible.
你从圣经里头也能够查得到啊，关于这个真教会出现的预言。
With a very very objective mentality.
你在查考圣经的时候呢，应该用一个非常客观的一个这种想法来去看。
I look at the Bible only with God's power and wisdom. There is the true church. The name is there, and it is now being preached through the whole world. That kind of mentality will please God.
用这种客观的想法来去看圣经，你就会看得到真教会为什么会出现。
This is not my church.
这教会不是我的。
This is not your church.
也不是你的。
It's a church purchased by the blood of Jesus.
因为这教会是用神的宝血所赎回来的。
And people will be added to the church.
有很多的人都因为这样来属于这个教会。
This is happening.
已经在发生当中。
Prophecies are being fulfilled.
这神的预言已经在一一在实现。
Now there are millions and millions of TJC members throughout the whole world.
在今天世界各角落都有成上百万的真耶稣教会的信徒。
Why?
为什么？
Because this is the church of God.
因为这教会是神的教会。
This is good news.
这是好的信息。
We must have this faith in the word of God.
我们应该对这神的话有这个信心。
What is another piece of good news?
再来另外一个信息是什么？
That is, we are given the opportunity to be planted in the true church.
就是我们已经有了这个机会被栽种在这个真教会里头。
It's up to us to choose or not to choose.
我们就可以做出一个决定，要来选择拒绝。
But of course, it's God who chooses us.
当然，我们都知道神来先拣选我们。
But we can refuse.
但是我们仍有这个选择可以来拒绝。
Then we have to bear our consequences.
如果你拒绝的话，你又就要面对将来的结果。
If we want to, after we have listened to the word of God, we can be reborn to receive eternal life.
所以这个好的信息就是，当我们以后相信以后呢，我们就会重生得到永生。
This rebirth is very important.
这个重生非常的重要。
Good news must be responded to by being reborn.
听了这个好的信息，我们要做出应有的反应，就是要重生。
Jesus says we can be reborn. That is good news.
这个好信息，主耶稣告诉我们说，我们能够得到，我们能够重生。
That means after we have been reborn, we can go to heaven.
换句话说，我们重生以后，将来我们就可以进入神的国。
Good news.
这是好的信息。
How are we to be reborn?
我们要怎么样来得到重生呢？
Jesus says so clearly.
主耶稣很清楚地告诉我们。
The angel preached, Jesus is the Lamb who forgives our sins.
天使在报这个大喜的信息。
Forgive us peace.
主耶稣就是这个羔羊带给平安给我们。
That means sins will be forgiven.
人的罪会被洗净。
If we have sins, how can we have peace with God and with ourselves?
如果我们有罪的话，我们哪里有这个跟神和好，或者有这个平安呢？
We must thank God.
我们要来感谢。
We are now given this opportunity to be reborn.
我们今天有了这个机会，能够得到重生。
How to be reborn?
要怎么有这个重生？
Jesus says so clearly.
主耶稣很清楚。
Must be born of water and the Holy Spirit.
要借着水和圣灵来重生。
Born of Holy Spirit means receiving the Holy Spirit. Speaking in tongues is the evidence.
圣灵重生就是从圣灵来得到圣灵，然后能够讲方言。主圣灵生。证明我们得到圣灵。
Born of water means water, baptism.
从水生就是告诉我们洗礼。
These are the very important steps we must take if we want to receive this good news to be reborn to inherit eternal life.
这是非常好的一个信息。如果我们将来想进入神的国，我们需要
所有
圣灵来重生。
The Holy Spirit is here today.
这个好的信息就是神的灵今天在我们当中。
If we have received the Holy Spirit, we speak in tongues.
当我们祷告，如果我们得了圣灵，我们会讲灵言。
This must be preached throughout the whole world.
其实这个信息要传到全世界。
As I mentioned just now, you know, during the prayer session, one person in Africa just recently, I'm very eagerly praying for the Holy Spirit.
就好像刚才一点钟的祷告会，我谈到一位在非洲的一位信徒，他很慕追求圣灵。
In the prayer, suddenly he saw a canopy of water.
在祷告里头，突然间他是看到异象，看到一个袋子，一大袋的帆布袋里的水。
Oh, was very through, very clear. I can see through the canopy of water, very clear inside.
在这帆布里头，他可以看到里面，知道里头有水。
And then suddenly a sword came along, sword 剑。
突然之间有一把剑
and that went through the canopy,
就来这样扫过去
went through the canopy, cut through the canopy,
就能够插进去，
割破了这个 canopy, and the water came down, put down on his head, he began to speak in tongues.
这个布袋就破了，然后这水就在印象当中就淋到他的身上，他就讲方言。
He had been praying for the Holy Spirit for more than 5 years.
他已经在追求祈求圣灵已经有五年的时间。
God gave him the Holy Spirit.
但是在那一天呢，神就把宝贵的圣灵赐给他。
Of course, means the Holy Spirit.
这水呢就代表圣灵。
That sword means the Word of God.
这剑呢就代表
神的话。We need the Word of God.
我们需要神的话。
We need the power of the Holy Spirit.
我们需要圣灵的能力。
Then we can be reborn.
这样呢，我们就得到
能够重生。The Word of God means we must be baptized first, and then we can talk about spiritual cultivation.
神的话就是告诉我们，首先我们要洗礼，然后再来我们就讲一些灵修的事情。
Of course, after heard the word of God, we have to stop sinning against God.
当我们听到神的话以后呢，我们就要来停止再继续犯罪。
And pursue holiness.
要来追求圣洁。
Understand the word of God.
要来明白神的话。
Get baptized into the body of Christ.
来接着洗礼来成为神的耶稣身体的一部分。
This is good news, because we can be reborn.
这是好的信息，因为我们能够得到重生。
But we must be humble before God.
但是我们要在神的面前存着一种谦卑的心。
The good news.
要借着一种谦卑的心来接受这个好的信息。
Without obedience, the good news will be useless to us.
没有一个顺从的心呢，这好的信息对我们是没有反应的。
Why is useless?
为什么对我们没有益处呢？
Because without obedience, we cannot go to heaven.
没有顺从的心呢，我们将来也是不能达到神的国度。为什么是没有用？
Because you don't accept.
因为你不会接受。
And then you'll be condemned, you'll be punished.
你最终就会灭亡。
This is serious matter.
遭沉沦。
So, obey the word, obey the good news after we have heard. That is the most important action to take.
当我们听到最重要的步骤就是要来遵守这个好的信息来接受它。
Some people might not believe, but a lot of people believe.
有些人听了或者不会接受，但是听的人很多都会接受。
Luke chapter 2 verse 34 it says.
路加福音的第二章三十四节告诉我们。
Luke chapter 2 verse 34.
路加福音第二章三十四节告诉我们。
2:34.Then Simon blessed them and said to Mary his mother, Behold, this child is destined for the fall and the rising of many in Israel, and for a sign which will be spoken against. Can you see the child born, Jesus, is good news to people who obey.
这里告诉我们，孩子主耶稣的诞生，对那一些接受的人来说，是个好的信息。
Look at what Paul says.
保罗怎么样
说？ Romans chapter 9.
罗马书第九章三十三节。
Romans 9:33。
罗马书九章三十三节。
Romans 9:33。
罗马书第九章三十三节。
It is written.
三十三节。
I lay in Zion a stumbling stone and a rock of offense, and whoever believes on him will not be put to shame. So you can see again, those who do not believe will be a stumbling block to them.
这里告诉我们，那些不相信的人就成为绊脚石。
And those who believe in him
will not be put to shame.
信靠他的人呢, 并不知羞愧。
Even Peter also proclaims this kind of message.
彼得也是这样传达同样的信息。
First Peter chapter 2.
彼得前书第二章。
Let's read from verse 6 quickly.
彼得前书第二章第六节。
First Peter chapter 2 verse 6.
彼得前书第二章第六节。
First Peter chapter 2 verse 6.
二章六节。
Therefore it is also contained in the scripture, Behold, I lay in Zion, that is the true church and end time, a chief cornerstone, elect, precious, and he who believes on him, that is the truth, Jesus Christ himself as well, will by no means be put to shame. Verse 7.
第七节。
Therefore to you who believe, he is precious. But to those who are disobedient, the stone which the builders rejected has become the chief cornerstone. In other words, verse 8, and the stone of stumbling and the rock of offense. They stumble, being disobedient to the word, which they also were appointed. Paul, Peter, even Simeon before he died, said the same thing.
Simeon, 保罗、彼得,
that is, this good news is only good news to people who obey.
对那些信的人来说呢, 他们顺从的人就是好的信息。
I hope and I wish and we pray that we are obedient to the words of God.
我希望,我期盼, 我来问祷告, 大家都听了这个好消息。
So before we pray together,
在我们还没祷告之前,
we're going to think about Jesus.
我们要来想一想耶稣。
Jesus is good news to us.
主耶稣是,
that peace in us is good news.
主耶稣是我们的好信息, 在里头的, this, 这个平安是好信息。
This true church is the good news.
有了真教会也是好信息。
Holy Spirit is good news.
有圣灵也是好信息。
The true water baptism that we perform is good news.
有这个真正的, 正确的洗礼方法也是好信息。
Our life in this world without Jesus is very, very pitiful.
我们活在世上, 如果没有耶稣的话, 是比众人更可怜。
Let's sing a hymn.
我们来唱首诗。
341.
341首。
Let Jesus come into our heart.
让主耶稣进入你的心。
Jesus, Let Jesus come into your heart. Just the gentle young. Just the gentle young. Just the gentle young. Jesus, come into your heart. For you think don't open signs of the things. Don't Jesus, come into your heart. Listening her what the mission was is. Let Jesus come into your heart. Just a gentle tugging. Just a gentle tugging.
Please be seated. We must let Jesus come into our heart. One of the best ways is to receive the Holy Spirit. Let's now mention this brother. Praying earnestly, he received the Holy Spirit. Yesterday, I was talking to a person overseas.
昨天我跟一位从国外来的一位同龄朋友
I was talking over the phone
在电话上
I brought her. And she said, hey, I have received the Holy Spirit.
她跟我说 电话上她跟我说 我已经得了圣灵.
I've been speaking in tongues for almost 20-30 years.
我已经大概讲灵语讲了 25-30年.
I said, why are you trying to tell me my friend?
我就跟她说
I've known him for so many, known her for many years, of course.
我认识这位朋友呢, 已经很长的时间了。 我姐妹，你为什么这样跟我说？
I said, I still do not understand the Holy Spirit.
但是他就对我说, 我还是不明白圣灵。
Speaking in tongues for more than 25 years, or still don't understand the Holy Spirit.
讲灵言讲了25年, 但是却不知道, 圣灵是什么。
Why?
为什么？
And I have to explain a little.
我就, 跟他讲了一点,
he said, why do I need to speak in tongues all the time? Why?
他就跟我这样说, 为什么每一次祷告呢, 我都一定要讲灵言?
He said, why can't we just pray for 2 minutes? It's fine.
为什么祷告,
God knows everything that we need.
祷告2分钟就好了, 因为神, 什么都知道, 所以祷2分钟就足够。
I said, wonderful, you ask this question. I'm going to answer the question
我说,
quickly. Not too long.
我说非常好, 因为, 你问了这个问题,
I said, you've been praying for 25 years in speaking in tongues, and yet you don't know why you want to pray in tongues.
我说你已经, 用方言, 灵言讲, 祷告 25年, 但是却不明白为什么要用灵言祷告。
I said, it is for edification.
我说那是要让你得到造就。
First Corinthians chapter 14 verse 4 tells us, it's for edification.
这是根据哥林多前书14章第4节告诉我们, 灵言祷告是造就自己。
I never heard of it.
他说我从来都没有听过。
Can you see how important we have to understand the word of God?
所以,
but thank God, she continued keeping praying anyway, even though not knowing why she needed to pray for 25 years, speaking in tongues.
感谢神, 虽然她不明白这一点, 但是呢, 这25年来, 她仍然还是用灵言祷告。
After that, she was very joyful. She said, I must pray more.
听了以后呢, 她就说,
no more 2 minutes at a time.
她立志到以后呢, 我要祷告更长的时间, 再不会有2分钟祷告。
I speak in tongues more than any one of you.
保罗说, 我讲灵言比你们众人更多。
He's talking about praying in tongues.
他是说讲方言。
It means we have to pray for the Holy Spirit.
告诉我们, 我们要来求圣灵。
This is good news.
这是好的信息。
We're going to pray for the Holy Spirit.
我们现在要来求圣灵。
How do we pray?
要怎么来祷告?
Jesus teaches us how to pray.
主耶稣教导我们祷告。
In Luke chapter 11.
路加福音,
we all know this one. He says, a friend going to ask for bread from another friend when he is already asleep.
他举一个比喻说，有一个朋友已经睡着了，另外一个朋友去找他。
Do you know what that means?
这是什么意思呢？
Eventually, that friend inside the house opened the door and gave him what he wanted.
最后呢，这已经上床睡觉的朋友愿意起来开门，把他所需要的来给他。
Do you know why?
你知道为什么吗？
Of course, it's an opportunity.
要告诉我们就是情辞迫遣。
Actually, it was that knock.
情辞迫遣就是在一直在叩门。
That noise is repeated constantly.
这个叩门的声音一直在不停的这样叩。
We don't know how many hours, doesn't say. The same noise.
没有告诉我们，就是这个叩门的声音一直在叩。
The repetition was important.
这就是说这个重复再重复是非常重要。
Because of the repeated noise, the door was opened.
因为这个重复呢，最后呢，门给他打开。
In Revelation is the same.
启示录也是这样告诉我们。
Chapter 19,
19章,
verses 1 to 6.
1到6节。
A repeated word is Hallelujah.
重复的这句话就是
Hallelujah, 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 Hallelujah.
一直讲 Hallelujah, Hallelujah, 重复的话。
Suddenly, these people saying Hallelujah hear themselves speaking in tongues.
他们一直讲 Hallelujah, 突然之间呢，他们就 得到圣灵,
they heard sound of waters.
他们是重水的声音,
they heard thunderings.
听到好像这些,
thunderings means water coming on.
大雷的声音就是说,
water means the Holy Spirit.
水要来, 水的意思就是,
so the repetition Hallelujah is very important.
所以, 重复讲 Hallelujah 非常重要。
Jesus teaches us not to pray but repetitions.
但是主耶稣教导我们祷告的时候不要重复。
It means we don't ask silly things. Give me money, give me money, give me money.
祷告的时候给我多一点钱，给我多的钱。
This is silly. People pray for money.
很无知的祈求。
You don't need to pray for money.
从来不要祷告要多的钱。
God will give us everything. Will give us everything.
告诉你。
If you say Hallelujah,
你就讲 Hallelujah.
The best gift is the Holy Spirit.
神就会把一切给我们，甚至把最好的圣灵给我们。 这是好信息。
This preaching, saying Hallelujah continuously is not wrong, it's right in the Bible. That repetition.
祷告里头讲 Hallelujah.
For the Holy Spirit.
重复再重复, 为了求圣灵是不会错的。
Of course, you can pray for God, give me wisdom, give me humility so that I can be gentle. Of course, you can pray like that.
当然你祷告里头求神给赐予我们智慧, 给我们一个谦卑的心, 让我们能明白认识神。
But for to pray for the Holy Spirit, you must say Hallelujah.
但是当你在祈求圣灵的时候，你应该讲 Hallelujah.
How do we pray?
要怎么祷告？
We kneel down.
我们先跪下。
Unless you are, you know, very weak, and then you can sit on the Try not to.
如果你是非常的身体虚弱，你可以或者是坐在那里，不然的话，请你跪下。
99% of people kneel down and pray anyway.
祷告的时候，我们大部分的人都是跪下的。
And then we close our eyes.
我们把眼睛闭上。
Clasp our hands for the hands of heaven.
把手合起来。
Just say once, in the name of Jesus, I pray.
就讲一次，奉主耶稣圣名祷告。
Don't say more than that. You don't need to, because one time I was preaching, teaching about about 100 people. 就是一个 to pray. I said, we start saying in the name of Jesus, and then they always in the name of Jesus, I pray. In the name of Jesus. All the time. What's going on? I was in a fault because I did not tell them to say once.
有一次我在教导这一百多个人这些慕道者来祷告的时候，我就告诉他们说要奉主耶稣圣名祷告。后来呢，他们就一直讲这句话，重复再重复。这是我错，因为没有告诉他们这一次而已。
Just say once.
就是祷告开始的时候就讲一次。
And then you can say Hallelujah, praise God, Hallelujah, Hallelujah, knocking the same thing, knocking is the same noise, Hallelujah is the same.
祷告的时候就讲 Hallelujah, Hallelujah, 就是说好像在敲门的声音一样。
And incidentally, you know, the one I talked to last night, yesterday afternoon, you know, over from overseas in the phone, and she said, I remember I received the Holy Spirit when I said Hallelujah, Hallelujah more than 20, 30 years ago.
这位姐妹告诉我说，就是刚才我讲的，昨天晚上跟她打通电话。 他说我记起来了，20多年前我的圣灵时候呢，开始说我就先讲 Hallelujah.
Because the preachers told us to pray with Hallelujah, and then I received the Holy Spirit. I remember it very vividly.
他说我还记得非常的清楚，当我得圣灵时候，我开始的时候呢，我都是讲 Hallelujah, 因为传道人这样告诉我。
The truth cannot be changed.
今天也是一样的，真理是不改变。
好，and then
After you have received the Holy Spirit.
当我们得圣灵,
when the Holy Spirit comes,
当神的灵降在你的身上,
your tongue is changed.
你舌头就会变。
The original text means glossolalia, means tongue making a noise, tongue speaking.
原文就是 glossolalia, 就是你这舌音。
It is not a language of the world.
不是世上的言语,
it is not something you can learn.
也不是你可以学的,
it is a gift given to us that we need to go to heaven.
这是所赐给我们的一个恩赐, 将来我们需要进入天国。
So, your friends with you, bring them forward and pray for them, accompany them, and we pray for the Holy Spirit.
如果你带着朋友, 他们愿意到前面来, 你也一起过来, 跟他们一起来祷告,
and the work is of God. Can help us to pray.
神的工人会帮助我们祷告。
Let's come forward and pray.
我到前面来一起祷告。
And pray for our sister, if you remember, Sister Hazel, who requires our prayer for her. This one. Hazel, too sick, not baptized yet. Okay? And also her mom and aunt.
我们特别为这慕道者 Hazel, 她的母亲跟她的 阿姨, 我们一起祷告。
She is there. Let's pray together. Come forward and pray.